get ready for Malice, a twisted new drama starring Jack Whitehall, David Duchovny, and Carice Van Houten. Jack Whitehall plays Adam. A charming Manny infiltrates the wealthy Tanner family with a hidden motive to destroy them. This edge-of-your-seat revenge thriller unravels a deliciously dark mystery in a world full of wealth, secrets, and betrayal. Malice will constantly keep you on your toes. Why is Adam after the Tanner family? What lengths will he go to? One thing's for sure, the past never stays buried, so keep your enemies close. Watch all episodes of Malice on November 14th, only on Prime Video.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi.
With licensed psychologist and guest John Delatorre.
A statement recently released by two of the victims, Kaylee Gonsalves and Zena Kernoodle's family, about the case against Brian Koberger and its extremely slow pace. We want to start healing. We do, they said. We want to find justice and to try to move on from this horrible tragedy. So please, please start making some decisions. Get to work and quit playing the delay game. Of course, they're talking about the trial that now we're looking all the way into possibly spring of 2025. Joining me to discuss, Dr. John Delatorre. This has to be so psychologically damaging for these families to have to go through this. Obviously, a trial is not about thinking of the families, quite honestly. It's about finding innocent or guilt for what has actually occurred here and whether Brian Koberger should be going to jail for the rest of his life, facing execution, or being found innocent. But the tragedy is the victims here that are still alive, the family members, the unbelievable pain that they have to continue to go through lasts such a long, long time. Should there be more consideration here for these families in terms of expectations on the part of the defense to really get their job done and allow this to move forward?
No. I think there should be more expectations on the judicial system moving quicker for those individuals who won't get justice at all. I mean, to be honest, this is moving as fast as a case like this was ever going to move. Mm-hmm. Yes, there is a thing of a speedy trial, but that's not for the victims, right? Sure. That's for the defendant in the case, right? Our laws are built so that when you are a defendant in a case, right, when you are charged, you have the opportunity to have a defense already set up, that no one is rushed, no one's going to be railroaded. There are marginalized groups who will always get railroaded, who will never have the time that they need. I understand that these families want an element of closure when it comes to criminal responsibility. But the reality is that a case like this was always going to take an amount of time. And for them, you know, using the theory of relativity, time was going to move slower for them until this case got resolved. But in actuality, it's moving as fast as it was going to move.
And I understand that, and I agree in a lot of those points. We're talking here now, you know, almost to be 3 years since the murders took place, if the trial does, in fact, start in spring of 2025. Bill Thompson, who's the lead prosecutor in this, stating, you know what, we've already gone through 95% of the evidence. He's the one that really kind of wants this to get moving more. Ann Taylor's been Koberger's lawyer from the very beginning. Why is it taking so much longer on their side to process through this evidence or to figure out an alibi or move forward with this case? One side seems to have gone through it, the other side, you know, taking their time. And I get they need to, but we're talking about one night here with one man. Why does it take 3 years to figure out what happened that night?
Oh, well, there are plenty of reasons why. We're back to this. Yes, it's one night with one man, but there are four different victims plus two extra ones that, you know, are still technically a party to this, but weren't a real murder victim. So there's so much in terms of breaking down the science of the evidence that the defense needs an opportunity to present a counter argument. Now, again, he doesn't have to say anything, right? Koberger's attorney, right? You are cloaked in innocence, right? So you don't have to say anything. You don't have to do anything. You don't have to present a defense strategy. However, there has to be an element of reasonable doubt. And I think that in order to present that, it takes the defense a little bit longer to see the holes in the case versus a prosecutor just trying to get through that material and establishing their case timeline.
Mm-hmm. And that makes sense. It's more so it is battling that very much. If there's not a clear alibi, you need reasonable doubt. That's what's going to set you free if, in fact, you are innocent. If Koberger does have an alibi witness, which has been claimed in the past, where is he or she? And why would they not want to materialize that faster, quite honestly? Because if you have an alibi witness, a hearing could take place, something could be done where he could be exonerated if we can truly establish that as a really solid alibi witness. Or does that speak more to maybe there's an alibi witness, but it may not be the most solid of an alibi witness?
Yeah, there are all different kinds of reasons why it would be hard to establish the presence of an alibi witness. Maybe the person, I don't know, they're trying to firm up their story. I mean, there are all different kinds of reasons why something like this would be delayed. But you would imagine, right? The expectation is that if this was a solid witness without any issue, then it shouldn't be a problem to just get that information out. So it suggests then that this witness, whoever this is, there might be an issue with which the credibility of that witness needs to be addressed prior to that person being announced as a witness.
Want to listen ad-free? Want advanced access to all of our interviews before anyone else?
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
You get every episode commercial-free,
so you can binge on true crime
until you can binge no more.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts now, or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast next.
Get ready for Malice, a twisted new drama starring Jack Whitehall, David Duchovny, and Carice Van Houten. Jack Whitehall plays Adam, a charming man who infiltrates the wealthy Tanner family with a hidden motive to destroy them. This edge-of-your-seat revenge thriller unravels a deliciously dark mystery in a world full of wealth, secrets, and betrayal. Malice will constantly keep you on your toes. Why is Adam after the Tanner family? What lengths will he go to? One thing's for sure, the past never stays buried, so keep your enemies close. Watch all episodes of Malice on November 14th, only on Prime Video.